Good morning, motherfuckers. It is Friday, January fucking 5th, 2018. And this is yours truly, Paul motherfucking Foley. And we out here in Sunnyside, Arizona, crushing this shit as usual. And by that, I mean waking up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, about to heat up some old Taco Bell from last night, because I absolutely hate myself and truly don't care. But anyway, so last night was very interesting for me because I recently started driving for Uber and Lyft because I've given up on real jobs. But last night was particularly interesting because I did this ride for someone, this older couple. And, you know, they were out on the town, you know, they had a few drinks in them. And I mean only a few. They were discussing how they accomplished something by finishing a bottle of wine. Now, I'm 27 years old, so a bottle of wine, that is a fucking aperitif. Crushing a bottle of wine is not something that should be accomplishments that you note to yourselves. That should just be one in the book. Let's keep it moving. But they were discussing on how they finished a bottle of wine. It was pretty funny to me. But the ride took a turn that, no pun intended, for the better. Where they were talking and they asked me what I do. And I said, you know, I'm starting to do this comedy thing. And the husband was pretty funny, and he was talking about, you know, how you want me to tell him a joke and stuff. And I was a little bit, you know, kind of put on the spot. So I was like, you know, you can come see me at next open mic and this and that. And all of a sudden, I ended up telling him the story. I'm telling him his joke, rather. And I thought it was pretty funny. It turns out, you know, they're friends with someone that works at one of the comedy clubs. And, you know, they invited me to come hang out with them. So it was pretty cool. So that was, it was good stuff. It was a good night. But it was one of those things that, you know, come along the road, you kind of notice some shit works out in wild ways. Now, whether people want to call that destiny, fate, a higher power, I don't fucking know. All I know is that there's sometimes you gotta look back and acknowledge when wild shit goes down. You can't just take that for something other than shit that you can't explain. And that's one of the fucking things in life, that when you start noticing it more and more as you get older, it's undeniable to some extent. It truly is. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, right now I'm just hanging out in my kitchen, in my boxes. Sorry to give you that sight, but you know what? There's things in life that you gotta get used to, and one of those things is semi-adult men walking around in their boxers, home alone, at noon, figuring out what the hell he wants to eat. But anyway, so we're gonna continue some stories here on the pod, and we're gonna continue figuring out what the fuck this thing even is. I recently just got put up on Apple and Android devices. I'm very happy about that. Was worried as hell that it was gonna not get put through for whatever such reason. And I do apologize for the first episode with the music. I didn't mean to do that. As I said, this Anchor thing is pretty weird, and I'm still trying to figure it out, but I had to figure it out how to record long episodes, and it will chop it up to you in 5-minute segments on Anchor. So we're going to go from there and try to figure out how to truly do that. But until then, I'm just going to have to record 5-minute segments. So we're coming up on the close of this first segment. And I also do apologize if you find me on Android and iOS. That terrible picture, I didn't mean to put that up and disturb you. You have small children around, potentially around you, and they had to see that ugly mug. And, you know, there's some things in life that you just can't explain to a child. But with that being said, I'm going to pause this now, and we're going to get the second episode rolling, where I will be telling you more stories of my life and figuring some shit out here. All right? See you in a bit.